Aniara presents Wild Territory, a short story collection by Stephen Kier. Chapter 1. River Rafting. He tensed every muscle. Adrenaline surged through his body. Now he just had to get through the first of the waterfall's three drops somehow. "Paddle!" he shouted, his voice echoing off the mountains surrounding the river. Half-hearted shouting wouldn't cut it. You needed solid lungfuls of air to be heard above the roar of the massive cascades of water. "Paddle! Hard forward!" It was his first season as a rafting guide, and now there was only 1 week until it all began, when the first tourists would arrive. While the thought that he'd soon be responsible for guiding paying guests lingered in the back of his mind, it certainly wasn't his main preoccupation now, 10 seconds before the waterfall. 8 seconds, 6 seconds, wow, 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 he managed to think, but quickly converted all instincts into shouted commands. "Hard paddle, right, right," Frederick yelled, but the extra force on the raft's right side came too late and wasn't enough to break free of the large boulder in the middle of the current. He should have given the signal 3 to 5 seconds earlier. "Damn it," he thought, leaning out over the side from his position at the back of the raft. This way he could use his weight to maintain balance, preventing the entire raft from flipping and dumping them all into the thundering cold river. In the raft was the center's owner, an English expat, John Ratcliffe. Around 40, no children, a local girlfriend. The others just called him Boss or sometimes Cliff, so Frederick did the same. "Sorry, Cliff," Frederick shouted, quickly glancing around between the boss and the other guides in the raft to catch their expressions. How could they sit there so unfazed, barely 20 seconds after they'd all nearly been sent on their own dubious swimming adventures? "Well done, rookie," called the guide sitting furthest forward on the left in what was really just a massive rubber boat, 5 feet wide and almost 13 feet long. Frederick smiled back, nodded his head, and mumbled, "Thanks, Nick." He wasn't sure if the recognition was genuine, but right now he'd take anything that even resembled approval. Nick was one of the regular seasonal workers from England who came to Norway in summer to guide rafts. He had spent his first winter season in India, but also talked about 6 months on the Zambezi River in Africa. Nick was a tough guy, and it was crystal clear that he had Cliff's deep respect. "The landscape is incredibly beautiful, and everyone is so nice," Frederick wrote to his mother on the back of the postcard. To his friends back home, he wrote that the river's main fall looked like something that could strip away your courage and your skin in no time, but that he was chilling with the other guides, that there were parties and fires in the camp's oil drums every evening, and that he was trying to stay mellow, as the guides kept saying to each other. There was a particular attitude that Frederick hadn't yet mastered. It was about being cool without being arrogant, about looking like someone who had everything under control, and above all, being unfazed, facing up to every challenge with just the right amount of insouciance. At 23, he envisioned a life where he could guide on the river every summer. Though his experience was limited so far, he felt certain that his recent years of mountain expeditions and countless weeks exploring unknown canoe routes had given him a foundation that would serve him well at the rafting center. In the evening, there was a meeting for the guides. They all sat on 2 benches at the massive plank table. The large wooden terrace on the side of the building seemed to hover above the plateau where the stack of rafts lay, and Frederick sat where he could look out over the river. It was drizzling, but nobody seemed to care. Nick wore his sunglasses and a sun-bleached cap that signaled, well, Frederick wasn't quite sure what that kind of thing signaled anymore, but it was definitely a cool cap. There was something distinctly guide-like about it. "There are 3 items on the agenda," John Ratcliffe announced. "First, we need to get everything ready for Monday when 3 groups are coming. Second, we need to discuss wages and such. And third, starting tomorrow, we'll have 2 more people at the center, Sarah and Pernille, 2 girls around 20. Some kind of internship, something to do with event management or something like that." No one heard the last part, but everyone had clearly caught the bit about 2 20-year-old girls. Nick smiled broadly with self-assurance. Then he said something about hot girls and rafting guides in the riverbanks of India. He nodded his head rhythmically while drumming his fingers on the table.